What's up, guys? This is the Lawn Care Leaders Podcast and Anchor Show brought to you by Green Again Lawn. I am your show host, Britt Dowd. Very, very excited about what we're going to be bringing you guys. We've lined up some great interviews that we'll be launching next week. And currently, what I wanted to bring to you is some practical advice. We are a business owner just like you, and we feel like everybody's focusing on the what services we're providing, how we're providing those services. What we want to go back to is how. How do you grow your business? What are the practical tips that you can do? What are the actionable steps that you can take? How can you be intentional to grow, add margin so that you can take advantage of those things that you cannot yet see? So that's what we're here to do. I thought, you know, instead of only interviews, I want to give them real life things that are going on. So wanted to give you a quick intro and origin story. I was hyper competitive when I was younger. To appease my dad, I got a push mower, put it in the back of my mom's purple minivan, hit the road, picked up 35 clients my first year, and I thought I was rich. You know, I was just, man, I was making it rain money, baby. I was a teenager and on top of the world. So snowball on top of that, went to college, got a business degree, continued in the green industry, and started to learn that there is a lot of focus on what we do and not how we do it. I also quickly realized with the help of some key mentors that there's certain green industry things such as mowing that do not add enough margin and value to the customer to make you viewed as a professional. And so that's what we're here to do. We're here to add value to our clients, and we want to fill you in on some of those keynotes. But right now we are a super small company in the Kansas City area, about 550 clients. We're acquiring another business currently, and so there's pain points that come along with that that we would love to highlight and maybe give you tips and advice, pitfalls that you can look out for when acquiring your first business. So we're right in the crux of that. We have made an offer that has been accepted. Meeting with attorneys, back and forth negotiations on the contract will happen next week. And currently, we are just kind of sitting and waiting on all that to happen. We have wrapped up our winterizers and are now getting ready towards the end of this week to sit down, look at our goals, and put together some documents that's needed for next week. But I just thought, you know, what I want to do is just bring you some stuff that we're doing on a weekly basis and then book in that with some great interviews from people who have been where we are and can kind of forecast the future for us. And if we can just excavate out some tips, that will be very, very beneficial for us. But right now, that's where we stand as a business. Our goal is to hit 2,000 clients by the spring of 2019. As I mentioned, we are just shy of 700 currently. And then that's the macro. We are looking to put True Green out of business in the Kansas City area. There's such ease of entry into the green industry, so it's very, very unique and very interesting to me that somebody like me, a kid, can pick up a push mower, enter our business, and immediately affect on a micro scale in a neighborhood the pricing structure of a multi-million dollar company. I find that fascinating. That's what we've done. That's what, you know, every kid in the neighborhood has done. And then on the macro, you've got True Green, who is competing against, you know, the small fries like us. So very, very interesting. We'll talk about some of those dynamics. Because of the ease of entry, there's a lot of non-professionals. So what happens is you have to add value in other ways rather than just pricing. A lot of people lead with pricing, and then what? It's a race to the freaking bottom. You're going to come in, all they're looking at is price. They don't see you as a professional. You're not going to win the business. So our goal is to tell you what we're doing. We do not have it all figured out at all. That's the point of this podcast, is for us, selfishly, we want to learn from these individuals who have been there so that we can emulate those best practices, tweak things that we think need to be updated. We are millennials, so we run off of efficiency and we run off of time. If it's not efficient and it's taking our time, we're going to find a better way to do that. I'm not sure what happened, so I hope this edits out correctly. I'm still getting used to this Anchor platform, but wanted to finish my last thought just around being a small business. That's where we're looking to add value. I think we can give practical advice from things that we've screwed up on and hopefully help you guys out. So my first tidbit of advice is write your goals down. In the beginning, we knew kind of a general direction that we wanted to go. We wanted to gain more clients, make more money, add more value. But I believe it's John Maxwell that says, if you aim at nothing, you will hit it every time. So I highly recommend setting goals. But then on top of that, taking those goals, writing them down, putting it somewhere that you see it every day. Because what happens when you see it every day, you're going to take certain actionable, intentional steps to get there. And a lot of lawn care guys do not do that. They get in the daily grind of running the business, servicing the clients, dealing with hires that were not good in the beginning, and so now they're dealing with the consequences, which is another episode we'll talk about, because I get stinking tired of lawn care guys talking about how they can't find good people to hire. I hear it every week from subcontractors, people that I work with, people that I know in the industry. And guess what, bud? It's your fault. You have not added enough value to your client to create enough margin in your life to hire somebody that can take care of your clients. There's always the excuse that, guess what? They're not going to do a good enough job. Nobody does it like I do. Well, you're not hiring the right people. Or, hey, I can't afford to hire somebody. Well, that means that you have not scaled your business enough for supply and demand to take effect, where you can increase your prices, which increase the margin in your pocketbook, which loosens up enough cash to hire that person. So we'll touch on that stuff, but first things first, set goals. We're going to come to you next week and maybe just let you listen in on a sit-down meeting, what we're talking about, what our goals are for 2018, how we're going to get there, and it will not always be a formal format like we're going to do in the interviews, but I want to switch it up. Shoot, I don't have anybody listen to this anyway, so we'll switch it up, see what people like, see what we like. And I just want to put out stuff that is going to add value, because I know there's somebody out there starting a lawn care business that might take some of this away and hopefully put it into practice. So write down your goals, and we'll be back next week with a solid interview and some good tips on what we're going through. Talk to you soon, and have a great week.